Blog Talk Radio.
Holy Father, God of all flesh, conform me to your will. Make me who you want me to be. In Jesus' name, amen.
Saturday night, and it's with Norris J. download that program. That's one of another one of those highlight programs. And we're trying to get Gwendolyn Simmons back on as far as we're going to re-air that show, because that's those are some shows that have some vital information for people that are struggling right now and need to have some solid solutions. Baby, I'm telling you, if you don't get in there and download those shows, you're doing yourself an injustice, because if you just need to hear the content for future reference or just something you're dealing with right now, it's something that you can really put your sink your teeth into. And I just wanted to just tell you, tonight is going to be a special night. We're going to have some music. We're going to have some different talk segments. But I want to start you off with I Need You by Cher Winkley. Take a listen.
never touch a knife. I am a let's go. I watch the planet in panic, living in frantic, yeah. Feeling so satanic, needing a messianic. Whether Latin, Hispanic, white or black, we can stand it. Demanding what's the candy, cause God is looking so gigantic. Yeah. Fire is volcanic, I'm coming just like a media. A little media taking over the media.
Right.
I start beating the soul, starving and eating the anthem. When just bumps this up in your eyes, big baby, I am a juggernaut. Breaking the pavement and ground up.
I am a juggernaut.
Turning your volume in town.
I am a juggernaut.
Taking your city and town.
I am a juggernaut.
Hey.
I am a juggernaut.
Yeah.
I am a juggernaut.
Breaking your pavement and crown.
I am a juggernaut.
Turning your volume in town.
I am a juggernaut.
Taking your city and town.
I am a juggernaut.
Hey.
I am a juggernaut.
Yeah. Hey, hey, I ride trot slow as a cruiser in your city. Don't try to back. Let me, homie. I dare you to come with me. Feeling the Lord. Make a leaking committee, cause it's I'm feeling a little different.
Yeah.
Want it to come get me, I'm sending my aid over. Just want a little taste, nothing less than a takeover.
Right.
Praying for brave soldiers, craving the makeover. Like we're waking the dead and flipping the grave over. Revival, tired of sitting, living in idle. We need fire, Lord, let it rain on your bridal. We're walking your power, tired of being a coward. Getting hours, living in doubt, saving souls from devour.
I'm a juggernaut,
breaking the pavement and ground up.
I am a juggernaut,
turning your volume in town up.
I am a juggernaut,
making your city and town up.
I am a juggernaut,
hey.
I am a juggernaut,
yeah.
I am a juggernaut,
breaking your pavement and ground up.
I am a juggernaut,
turning your volume in town up.
I am a juggernaut,
taking your city and town up.
I am a juggernaut.
Gonna do it, let me put my soul into it. I got the code to do it, baby. I just told you do it. You can't control the movement, haters ain't that bold to do it. I started loading and loading my rhymes straight to their motors. You know I'm gonna do it, put my soul into it. I got the code to do it, baby. I just told you do it. You can't control the movement, haters ain't that bold to do it. I started loading and loading my rhymes. Hey, hey, more than a ritual, living in God's principles. Used to feel dispensable, now I'm invisible. Repenting from all the time I was wasting. Now it's back to the basics. Taking over for Jehovah. History in the making.
I am a juggernaut.
Breaking the pavement and ground up.
I am a juggernaut.
Turning your volume in town up.
I am a juggernaut.
Taking your city and town up.
I am a juggernaut.
Hey.
I am a juggernaut.
Yeah.
I am a juggernaut.
Breaking the pavement and ground up.
I am a juggernaut.
Turning your volume in town up.
I am a juggernaut.
Taking your city.
Now I'm gonna please you.
No.
You never, never made me cry. Those tears were never your fault, they were mine. So don't be mad, please smile.
You've done your part. Now I gotta do mine.
Oh yeah.
You've been good.
I would never measure up, Lord. Oh, I'll give you all I have, God. Oh, I'm gonna give it back to you.
However long it's been before she wrote that specific letter.
I do think she's talking about a particular person. She just said, just point out, I'm not going for it. You don't get a right to approach me, because if you don't have no job, you're not going to school, you don't have any ambition, it's not going to fly. I don't care how handsome you look, you are not getting play. And that's me just putting my little...
And that's that. It's a two-way thing. Like for some reason... It's always supposed to be if the man doesn't have a job or he has no ambition. She doesn't know if he has no ambition, especially if she don't know him. How do you know that that man doesn't have no ambition? How do you know that that man isn't sitting on some kind of...
Well, she defends the man, too. She's saying no man in his right mind wants a woman who's just over the top, just sleeping around everywhere, don't have no money, no job.
Yeah, but she said sleeping around. She didn't... Yeah, you know? Like, to guys, it don't matter if a woman has a job or not. Like, we can fix all of that later. Like, you know, we can work on things that, for some reason, it's like a woman's thing to where a guy has to come in worth $100,000 or more. They have to be part of the 5% that isn't getting the tax break to even mess with a woman these days. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, how do you know, for one, if you won't even accept the guy's advance if he's ugly? She said if it don't matter if you're fine or not. So if an ugly guy comes up to you, what are you going to say to him? You're just bound to be by yourself anyway. Like, okay, if a guy is ugly, you're not going to talk to him. If a guy looks good according to you, then you're not going to talk to him if you don't have a job or no ambitions. But the point of all of that is you never talk to any one of them. So how do you know any of that? You're just speaking out the side of the head. Hey, and if a guy is fine and he don't have no job and he don't have no ambitions, then don't talk to me. And if you're ugly, at least you got a job and an ambition. What gives you the right to say that a guy owes you something? A guy don't owe you nothing. You know what I mean? You know, what makes you say that a guy automatically got to come in and promise you a white chariot marriage? Nothing. What have you deserved outside of that? You know, at least, I mean, not saying that this is right, but at least if a guy does go into a woman and she's sleeping around, at least he knows what he's getting from that woman. You know, he can judge upon that.
Yeah, he knows what SD he's getting if she's got too much stuff she's got going on. Yeah, you know what he's getting.
You know? At least you know when you're in your downtime where to go get it. But this chick that just, it don't matter how you look. Obviously, it does matter how you look, because you're talking about the guys that you think look good, that you don't know if they have anything going on for them or not.
Maybe she's setting the standard. Now, I've got to pay devil's advocate because she's not on the show. Maybe she's setting the standard for herself because all she had is deadbeat guys, didn't want to go nowhere, didn't want to do nothing, but didn't want to stay, they want to be with you. I mean, maybe that's something that she's going through.
Why would a guy want to be with her? Are he going to get his harassment?
Submission valuables there. What if she said, okay, no more of that. I've done too much of that. You ain't going nowhere. You ain't got no money. Until I see you, you're pulling lint out your pocket. You ain't got no ambition. You're not going to school. Get out of my face. I don't care how you look. But how do you deal with that?
Well, hey, I guess if the churches did that, there'd be nobody in church today.
But here you go. This is a song just for you. She's trying to tell you this. Here you go.
You must have forgot that I'm a lady. Yes, I'm talking to you, and no, sir, I'm not crazy. Tell me how come every time us ladies wanna say so, you turn around, don't hear it, and just say no.
It's a shame, but it's okay though.
You act like you love her, but treat her like she's a slave. But she's someone's other. You should be ashamed of yourself, so you know better. Never thought that I would have to write a second letter. Let me tell you, I'm tired. Before I go further, let me tell you, you're fire. So don't you see how what you do is contagious? Destructive in nature, sadly outrageous. Bet you wanna hang me. I'ma tell it, I'ma tell the whole truth. Never thought that I would tell the
whole truth. Next time you wanna take advantage of me, I'ma tell the world you must have forgotten. Let me remind you, I'm a lady still with me.
Got the music beating high, we refreshing on. This is the king. the music home and you can recognize it. The difference is we alive while the spirit's dying. I already got it, but I want more. More hunger, more thirst, more asking for your word. I'm wanting this message heard. Too many people this week, there's so many sheep lost, don't know salvation is free. And they want me to quit, give it up and let it go. I'm so full of the spirit, though.
I'm so full of the spirit, but I'm greedy and I'm needy. I want more, man, I want more.
You give me more, you give me more, you give me more, you give me more.
Now I'm so full of the spirit, but I'm greedy and I'm needy. I want more, I want more.
You give me more, you give me more, you give me more.
Going on the show, And you say, man, I'm going to give you my response, but you might want to cut me off. Like, you know, no, it's controversial. I don't mind as long as it's good. I mean, don't start cussing and that. Not, you know, I mean, I like controversy. I mean, I don't mind it. Sometimes controversy sparks us to, you know, progress and sparks and gives me an epiphany. Like, oh, I didn't do that. Then you get crickets. And then, you know,
I guess I'm like for you. Saying, okay.
Yeah. Go ahead.
No, but like I was saying. Sometimes women think that they're like the gift to earth. They forget about the rib that was given to them. It wasn't a gift. It was the other half God decided to make to progress the earth. There was a female before there was a female human. There was female bird. There was female lion. There was female animals. There was female atoms on the earth. When I'm saying atoms, I mean genes, which make everything come together. You know, it ain't one or the other, you know. You have to do this because, you know, you have to be a good man or something for a woman. You know, it takes two. It's both. It's a union that comes together. It isn't just, oh, what a woman prefers and that's what's said and what is done. A lot of people say, oh, well, no man can win an argument against a woman. You're right. You want to know why? Because a man don't argue. A man doesn't have to argue with you. Some men out there do. Why? Because they have, like, some kind of complex or something with them. They've grown up to where they think that they have to argue. A real man don't have to argue with you. Why does he have to spend his time arguing with you? To make you feel better? You know? Why does a real man have to prove to you that he's a successful person? He don't have to. He's a man that's going to have to stand on his own 2 feet with or without you. Either way it goes, this world is the world that God made. It's not the world that it is right now. God made the world for man to be able to go out there and progress. Now, the world today says, oh, well, we have to include women. True, but we have to include women in a right way, not a I have to way. That's our way as a man is to show the woman that we love how we love them. If she don't like that, why are we supposed to be responsible for that? And I think that pretty much comes up to your next question on the woman and soulmate thing.
Well, she says, here's another person, different person. Here's the next comment. She said, woman, let me look at this. Make sure I look at it right. A woman don't want a baby daddy. She wants a husband, a soulmate, and a best friend. What do you think?
Okay, if she wants a husband and a soulmate, for one, and not a baby's daddy, for one, why did she sleep with them before she got married? For two, why does she always mess around, and when it comes to her wanting a soulmate and everything, she wants to bring the law in to where it mess around and totally takes a man's whole life away and is in favor of a woman in every situation. A woman brings most of the court cases against men, whether he yells at her, whether he is, okay, some of those is right where they, because I know I was growing up in Kansas City, Kansas, and in the jail cell, 90% of those people are domestic violence offenders. But I was also in there with some people to where this woman messed after he got arrested for domestic violence, but she burned him. She poured gasoline on him and burned him. You know what I mean? You're looking for a soulmate, but
like
you're also looking for
answers.
A way out.
But it looks like a lot of the answers are coming from hatred or either you being burnt, but can you see it from the other side of somebody that has not done that to anybody? And they just noticed that a lot of men are the same in their particular area. And, you know, we don't know what situation that woman in or those women are that wrote those. So we can't take it in our
–
but we can't take that and add that to our own situation. Take it as a general statement and then come and look at it. Now, you've gone through a lot of stuff, and it bleeds through what you're saying. So when you go through some horrendous things that nobody –
I want to make it about men. Like
you know, okay, but I'm saying, but not,
so much.
But not
like,
a lot of men has been treated that way. Like, I don't feel the way you do because I hadn't gone through what you've gone through. So I can feel what the second comment is saying. I can sort of see what you're saying on the first one, but I get a somewhat of a different viewpoint. But this one, she's just basically saying, you know, I don't want a baby daddy. I want a husband. I want a soulmate, someone I can be my best friend, that I can tell all my secrets.
She wants a different one. Every month, a woman is deemed clinically insane because they go through periods. The periods takes their emotions and their wants and their needs to different levels. A woman don't know what she wants 12 weeks out of a year.
Maybe you go find a woman ticket like that.
Either way that it goes, a woman has a period 12 months out of a year. So she don't even know what she wants for at least 2 weeks every single month. Every time that a different month comes along, she wants a different thing. She's not staying consistent. A man stays more consistent because we don't go through that type of emotional baggage every single month. A woman doesn't know. A woman shouldn't have the right to tell a man that, oh, he's not this or he's not that, because she don't know what she wants. She wanted this last month, and now this month she wants a whole different thing. We're not
a different person
every single month. You know?
Okay, let's do this. Let's put this Pepsi challenge out there. Not Pepsi challenge, Niacom challenge. Niacom Express Yourself challenge. Niacom Express wants you to tell us what you think, ladies, and then men come back and comment too. My Facebook page is facebook.com/ The Real Michael Anthony Johnson. You want to put yours out there for them to comment so we can have some other things to talk about? Because I think there's two sides to every coin, and I want to get everybody involved that's listening to this program. Bring your side in, and we'll talk about it on the air, too, because a lot of people feel a certain way. I don't feel the way June feels, because I haven't walked in his shoes. I feel the anguish he's going through, and so I can respect what he's saying. I don't feel that way, but I can respect him as a man about him saying that. I can feel some of the anger that's there, too, bro. And so I want you mind giving your Facebook page out so they can comment and say, this is what I felt about what you said on Niacom, and I want to say this. That way we have something that all of us could really, really dive into in conversation. Because, like I said, if I walk a mile in a young lady's shoes and why she's saying this, probably I have an understanding. If I don't, like, I'm not a woman, I don't have emotions, I don't have menstrual periods every month, so I can't relate to what she goes through those menstrual cycles. I know it's a cleansing time. And she deals with a lot of emotional different things, or she feels things deeply or more intuitive. And so I don't know if it's truly like what you're saying, where she's got two weeks out of a month that she can't think straight. Well, we can't really say
and
that.
Just think about the baggage. Like, I think you guys had a show before about the baggage that a woman brings whenever she's been beaten by a man before, or she's been having a guy cheating on her before, or she's been having – a guy has no chance with a woman like that. Because, for one, she has a period every month. For two, she has emotional baggage, and you're always having to be compared to either her dad or her ex-boyfriend or what her brother does, if her brother's successful.
What's the perfect relationship for you, June? What's the perfect relationship for you then? Give me that woman. What does she look like?
I can guarantee you that the perfect relationship for me is with me.
Say it one more time.
The perfect relationship for me is with me, to be happy and honest with myself, not to worry about what somebody else is feeling, because, for one, I'm not your thoughts are your perception. They're not me, you know?
Right.
Just because
right.
you think this way about me doesn't mean that it's me. Just because you think that, oh, okay, he's been working 272 hours this month. This month he's going to be able to buy me everything that I want. Or just because he got fired, he has nothing that I want because, you know, he got fired from his job. Or just because, you know, my ex-boyfriend beat me whenever I said this, if I say this to him, I got to act all defensive because I'm feeling like he's going to be the one that's going to be the same thing like your last boyfriend. I'm not your last boyfriend. I'm not your daddy. I'm not your boyfriend, and you ain't my last job. You're not my last hope of being some big success because you're so beautiful, and then when everybody sees you on my arm, I'm going to be this lucky charm. I'm not that to you. I can't treat you like that because I don't feel that way. My best person in my life.
What do you mean to want to rock your world and make you feel that way, though?
I haven't never met that. I can never tell you because I've never met that person. I've never met that person that was okay. I like that question. The perfect relationship for me is a woman that is very secure in herself to be herself at all times, whether she's on her period, whether she's been through something bad in her life, not judging me based on something that somebody else did. I'm not somebody else. I hate that. I hate whenever somebody tries to put their past experiences on me. I don't put mine on you. I think my perfect experience with my significant other would be somebody who likes to have a conversation and not mess around and be mad that while I'm talking to them, I'm not looking at them. I got a lazy eye. I can see you all over the room. I like a woman that loves to play video games. I like a woman that loves to go out and take a walk. Don't be mad at me whenever you want to take a walk and I don't want to take a walk, because whenever I wanted to take a walk, you didn't want to take a walk. You know, there's like, you have to be happy with you and not be so insecure about anything that I don't do. Like, if I don't feel like cooking for you today, it's probably because I cooked for you for the past 3 weeks and you didn't do the dishes. You left half the food on the plate, and now there's cockroaches running all over the place.
You know, you sound like
you don't
me.
Even clean
you
up
feel
after
like
you,
me
though.
When I got a divorce, I was talking just like that. That's why I said I hear anger. It's like you're yelling at these people that you were with. See, but you're bringing your baggage, and you're bringing it through. Do you see that?
No, you
said you don't want anybody
to
bring in their baggage.
Relationship.
I'm just saying. It sounds like you're yelling at her.
You're saying I'm yelling.
But you always talking about my phone.
Jojo, what would be your perfect relationship? I think my perfect relationship would be this. But it sounds like you're yelling at the people. Well, why'd you ask me?
But I want to know, because I don't want you yelling at your past. I want, what do you think is your perfect relationship? Without going back to that person that did this, that, the other thing, I want to hear the baggage. I want to hear, what's your perfect relationship?
Well,
you
a said woman
my perfect relationship
is
somebody
that in herself,
that can be
no matter what
herself.
She brings.
Right. There you go.
A woman that doesn't mind cleaning up after herself, because I'm not
okay.
Her slave.
Okay, got you on that. Don't yell at nobody.
A woman that likes to have a conversation and don't think that a man has to be looking at her every single second of the day. You are cute. Believe
I get
me.
You on that.
A woman that likes to bring something to the table whenever I can't bring something to the table, no matter if
okay.
It's 1 week or 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
A woman that knows that in life, we all have to abide by certain standards in life. And sometimes a standard that's meant for me is not going to be what you like. Are you still going to be there, or was you wasting my time?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we never know that. We never know what tomorrow will bring.
Mm. And you know what? That will get a woman hooked on you. Yes, sir.
My Savior and my King, you mean everything to me. Hooks on you when I can't let go. Each breath I take, it belongs to you. My whole life you made brand new. Each day I live, I will praise you. I'm hooked on you and I can't let go. Each breath I take, it belongs to you. My whole life you made brand new. Each day that I live, I will praise you. Nobody else but you, Lord. Oh, you gave me a second chance, Lord. Yeah. Then I live, I will praise you. I pray a prayer of serenity, Lord. Please help me to know when you are calling me. For I know right now that you're in my life to take me to my destiny. So until the day I will always praise you and hooked on you, Lord. know when you are calling me. For I know right now that you're in my life to take me to my destiny. So until the day I see your face, I will always save you. I'm hooked on you. Yeah. My
I've been so blind. You were Your precious
See, God's got a handprint, a thumbprint, and he's got an oceanic view. He's got a sunrise that'll blow you away. That's what I love about, Junji, I love that about God is that every time there's something going wrong in our lives, God always has a pretty picture to paint. Or he always has something beautiful to say that puts us in perspective of what he really sees. And I love that, man. Yes. I love God like that. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's why I said my best relationship is myself.
Say that again.
My best relationship is with myself.
I can say something about that, but I'm not.
Just think about it. Just think about it. If your best relationship is yourself, at least you don't care about what others think. You don't care about what others think about you. You don't care about...
But you don't want to be alone. You know what I'm saying? You have things that anybody can do. Even if you have a roommate, somebody's going to tick you off by something they do, something they say, or just their mannerism, or you just hate the way they... When they wake up in the morning, they sneeze 18 times, or they need to, they leave something on the toilet thing when you're trying to go to the bathroom. Something's going to tick you off, but you have to expect that. That's a human nature thing. We're not going to always like each other's human idiosyncrasies, but there's got to be something that someone does bring to you, if it's just them listening to you or coming home, you're able to talk and get out all your emotions of the day or all the frustrations of the day. You just get it out of your system. And then they just say,
most of that ends up with a police call.
Huh?
I said most of that ends up with a police call.
Why?
Because even Moses messed around and said all of y'all can just go.
I'm just saying, just at the end of the
day,
here's
the Holy Land, here's the promised land, take it and go.
Well, you're in a black and white state tonight. It's just not any gray area for you, is it? I'm just saying that at some point you want to come home, and I'm not in that place right now where I'm dating someone specifically. You know, I'm open to dating, but I'm not going to shut anybody out or shut my mind off to, I just want to be by myself. I am now, but I'm not going to want that on a permanent, basis. I'm saying sometimes I want to come home and just tell somebody my whole heart, and then not judge me for what I think, not judge me for what I say, just hug me and say, you know what, tomorrow's going to be better, baby, and I love you and support you no matter what you're going through. Wouldn't that be awesome?
Can we get an amen?
All right, that's what I'm saying. Hey, here's that second part. Remember we were talking about the second part of what's on the Thibodeau, I say, but she hates when I say that, Time Between I Do site. She hasn't asked me, tell me I can do this, but I believe I can. Here's another guy saying, let me get back to the statement. Growth is when you realize something about yourself that you didn't know. Progress is when you make the necessary changes based upon that insight. Are you making progress on your growth? That's something good to think about. Something we all got to ask ourselves,
I mean, if as long as you're happy with, yourself and your growth, I think that is good. But if you're letting other people influence how you should be, I think you're looking towards the wrong way. Because you're never going to make everybody else happy.
Because... What if it's God that's bringing people to you to point out some of the areas in your life that you can't clearly see? Because sometimes as human beings, we only see tubular. We don't see the big picture. We don't hear what we're saying and how it affects anybody else. Just like when I was saying to you a minute ago and you got the epiphany of it. I said, but you sounded angry that you yelled at somebody. And you just said you didn't want to be with somebody and dealing with their baggage. I said, well, it sounds like you yelled at somebody. See what I'm saying? It's when you realize, growth is when you realize something about yourself you didn't know. Progress actually start doing something about it.
And most of the time, learn it from yourself.
It's not from yourself that you learn that, though. It took an outside impression to show you an image of yourself. Just like I've always said to people when I'm counseling them, sometimes you can't see yourself. You can only see the imagery that you show yourself. You won't allow yourself to actually think about all the aspects about your own self that you cast upon other people. And some of them are good. Some of them are horribly bad. Some of them are just miscommunications. And you don't know that you're miscommunicating the way you feel about something. And so somebody might get ticked off of you about the way you say something, and you didn't even mean it that way.
Haven't that happened to you before? You said something, and then when they played back to you what they heard, you actually said what they thought they heard, but that's not what you meant. You ever gone through that before?
That's exactly what I'm saying. You can't sit there and let somebody else impress upon you what you should be in your growth because they don't hear what you're saying. You hear what you're saying. You know what you're saying in your heart. That's why God said
so
he knows.
You're going to be a very lonely guy if you think like that, though.
Hey,
you're not going to let anybody in to impress upon you what you should do or what you should think or what you should say.
But they don't hear what I'm trying to say. How can I talk to somebody if they're not hearing what I'm trying to say? Like if I say something to 98% of the people and they understand what I say, but the person that I'm involved with is part of the 2% of the people that don't understand what I say, then why would I say that I should let those 2% those 2% influx upon me what I'm supposed to be whenever they don't even understand what I'm saying or how I'm saying it? Like, if you don't understand me, how can I say that I need to change something whenever my statement was already changed from what you interpreted it? You interpreted it as this, but that's not what I said. I don't need to change my size to fit you whenever you aren't even going to change
what if God told you to go to Africa and he wants you to talk to 100 people, tell them about Christ. 2 don't understand it. You're going to walk up and let them go to hell? Or you going to say, well, let me say it another way. Maybe you can understand it this way. You won't even entertain that.
See, that's the difference between, like,
See,
people that don't know you seem to know what you're talking about more than people that know you. Like, whenever people don't know you, they listen for vibes. They listen for your reactions, your senses, if I just totally don't know somebody, I can hold a lot better conversation than somebody that I know that thinks that they know what I'm talking about. Whenever you listen,
then you enlighten people. That's what I'm saying. If you don't have a sense of enlightenment to enlighten people that might misunderstand, because it's human nature to misunderstand. Just like you misunderstood what I was saying, but I tried it a different way, and then you saw it, then you changed a little bit of what you're saying.
Yeah, but between me and you, like, we joke a lot. So, like, whenever we're talking,
What if you miss a good friend or somebody that would be married, have your back and everything, and all you have to do in one moment in time is say, oh, I know I didn't mean it like that, I meant this. And if it's just 3 seconds that changed your entire relationship, that's what I'm saying. You can't just say, well,
you don't understand what you meant, they don't want to accept that. They say, no, you said this.
How do you know that? You just can't make a judgment value statement saying, well, Trevor, they don't want to know. They might want to know. It might be just me just to say, well, let me say it this way. Can you understand if I say it like this?
To argue with them to try to argue my point.
No, it's not an argument. Like, we're talking, right? You and I, we're dialoguing. And we're talking about a certain situation. I'm trying to appeal to you a different way. I said, don't blow off somebody that could be a friend, a wife, a girlfriend, a significant other, whatever you want to call it, don't blow them off for an opportunity to have a long, lifelong relationship just because they don't get you the first time. Just say, hey, let me try it this way. Do you see that?
Yeah, and then they tell you, oh, well, that's not what you said.
No, you can't do that. You keep putting a judgment call on people.
You can't do that, Jim.
You can't put a judgment call on somebody just because they don't get you the first time. Right.
Okay, you've never had somebody else tell you after you explain what you said, oh, that's not what you said.
Well, you know what? I'm going to try another way to get them because, like I said, I'm not going to put – it's like you're putting people in a box that they'll never change. But just because you had several people, one or two people responded with you, you don't treat the whole world like just like they're like those two people. Or you'll close out a whole lot of people that can be
friends. I said the people that you don't know seem to get you more than people that you know. Like, whenever you first start a conversation with somebody that you don't know, it's easier to communicate with them because they don't have a perception about you. Whenever someone has a perception about you already, they don't know what you're talking about because they only hear you between those ears of this is what he's talking about. And then whenever you say, no, that's not what I'm talking about, They want to say that you're a lie. But you're saying exactly what I was saying.
You just said, if I talk to somebody, I can talk better to somebody that don't have a preconceived notion about who I am, and they understand me better. Is that what you said, right?
No, that don't have a that doesn't have a preconceived notion about you. They don't have no reason or verbalization or nothing to say. This is exactly what he was saying. When somebody thinks that they know you, they always think they know what you're saying.
No. Okay, I got what you were saying. That you can talk to people that don't have a preconceived notion, and you can say something, and they get it. But what if you put these filters in there about things you've said in the past, and they're just going by what? Because if they know you, they know the crazy side of you, they know the party side of you, they know the mad side of you, and so they've got all these filters that you've given them all these years. So you got to tell them where you are now. So don't close anybody out because maybe they didn't first understand it. Don't turn it into an argument. Just say, you know what? They really don't understand the point. Let me tell you what I'm saying another way. I'm saying, is there anything wrong with saying, let me show you another way what I'm saying, because that's not what I wanted to get to you. There's a lot of times when we're on the program and I ask a question to some of our guests, you know, especially on Friday night, a relationship reload, or we're talking to an artist, I might not ask the question right, and I can tell whether I asked the question right in their response. So the response is off. I said, okay, I missed the point. I don't blame it on them. I said, I didn't get them. Let me ask another way. Because I want something out of them, so I'll have to ask a way that they understand. And I think the same with you and with me, myself, too, in our relationships. If somebody misunderstands me, it's not an invitation to an argument. It's an invitation to make that statement clear. But then maybe it's for me to enlighten them. Maybe for them to not think I'm that certain way all the time, because I can be a certain way at work, a certain way at home, a certain way at church. We talked about that last Thursday. We can have different personas because we're in different environments. And so if somebody sees you at home all the time, they may not get you when you talk like you on your job. And they may come at you like, oh, man, that ain't you. What you talking like that for? What? You know, I'm being serious about this, and when I'm serious, this is the way I am. So they haven't met that side of you yet. So I'm saying maybe relationships, and we should look at all of our relationships and think of a way that somebody that they always get on our bad side or don't understand us, maybe there's a reason why, and maybe there's something that we can overcome. I wouldn't lump them into a situation. Now we're going to get to work tomorrow, and I have to think about this again. But I'm not going to lump them into a situation where, okay, they never get me. They'll never understand me. You know, I can say, okay, why aren't they not understanding me? Or why are they giving me these preconceived notions about me? And I have to ask questions. Why did you say that? Oh, no, okay, now I understand why you said that, because you know me as this. You don't know me as a preacher. You don't know me as an artist. You don't know me as Crazy Mickey. You don't know me as, you know, when I get out, you know, in a party situation, I'm very loud, I'm very rambunctious. You know, I can be the life of the party. So they may not know me as that. So when I begin to act that way, I'm strange to them. So it's all based on, you know what I'm saying?
So to all the people that know how I act, that know how I am, that know what I'm talking about, that can finish every single sentence of mine, this is for you right here.
There you go.
You say you got the cleanest ride.
Well, let me hold some.
My fire screams inside.
Let me hold some.
Gucci shades on your eyes. Your Bahamas for the ties. Flashes gleaming when you smile. Young,
let me hold some.
You say you got the cleanest ride.
Well, let me hold some.
My fire screams inside.
Let me hold some.
You got a house to be on crib. You're a solid gold chain. About 25 bills.
Like the predator, yeah. I don't forget to bust a lane with a metaphor. We do this song for the cash, face like Skeletor.
Yeah.
I need some practice in my stash, like I'm Devonore. Roosevelt, Eve, Bell, I'm talking, flossing. Why you in the car, show talking, bossing.
still be balling. I'm walking, crawling, rarely falling. We all in this here, make this clear. Rearrange the rap game so it can shift gears. This here is the dude by the hottest damn year. This here might dump if you're broke in your head.
You say you got the cleanest ride.
Well, let me hold some.
Put five screens inside.
Let me hold some.
Push your shades on your eyes. Yokohama for the ties. Flashy gleaming when you smile. Young,
let me hold some.
You got the cleanest ride.
Let me hold some.
With five screens inside.
Let me hold some.
You got a house that be on crib. Go to solid gold till about 25 years.
Let me hold some. Oh, M-Town saying do it. Girls in the building, don't it put your hands up.
Say
no. M-Town saying do it. Get the real close, cause your boys might do it.
Mathematic, let's stab at it. Me chasing the sign really's a bad habit. I grab at it with both my hands. Holding on so tight, I almost broke my hand. Hopeless, man. Capital and focus, man. Wanna serve you with the truth till you're choking, man. A broken man, I want that. Still with a good man. Instead of rocking bitters, I rock a mug in a good cap. I want that. But things have changed up now. Let them know you gotta go and gather change up now. Almost have to drive a range up now. So let me hold some so I can show the game up now. I came up in it filthy. As a young dude, yo, my mouth was real filthy. So when it comes to cursing, I ain't really that guilty. Trying to do this thing right. Tell me, can you feel me?
Can you feel me?
Can you feel me? Can you feel me?
Power, it's the play.
there. Come on, let the Holy Ghost take you there. Let the Holy Ghost take you there.
With Andre Lindsay, and we're back. It's Michael Anthony Johnson, Michael J, Uncle Mickey, and Juju. I got another one for you. This is some good stuff.
Oh, wait. Just in case anybody
wants to message
me,
I'm just pulling my
first.
Go ahead.
Anybody want to message me back, it's facebook.com/ Hard Money Head, H-A-R-D, M-O-N-E-Y, H-E-A-D, L-L-C, or Facebook.com/STCUM1, like I'm about to come. So those are the ones that you can email me back. I'll be glad to get into a Facebook conversation with you at any of those chimes, at any of those, what you call it, sites that you go to. So that's Hard Money Head LLC or Stickum. One.
Here's a good one here. And this he's been on the show before. His name is Roland Gilbert. And he wrote something, and it's a bit strong, but it can be some truth in it, or we can see how we feel about it afterwards. Not knowing our types before we start looking, it's like going to the grocery store hungry. We either end up with a bunch of crap in our cart we didn't mean to buy, or we find ourselves snacking while we're shopping. Your thoughts?
I thought that is somewhat like dating. Like, dating is like going to a store, say, for instance, Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
You go in there and they got a special sale going on. You put all this stuff in your cart, and then whenever you mess around and it comes time to pay, they say that they don't have it no more. You know? It's really not really knowing your type in my mind. It's really just being really, really, really specific on what you want. Because just because you want all of it doesn't mean you're going to come out with it. And they're not going to compensate you for when they're wrong. So, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I can hear your side to it. I can hear his side too. And I can see we get our inferences, or we get the way we feel about different things based on some of the experiences we've had, or what someone said about us, or what we felt about them. What I see from it is, when he says not knowing our types, what we like, not knowing what we want, not knowing the type of person we want, is like looking in, it's before we start looking, it's like going to the store hungry. And I've gone to Walmart hungry, and I come out with a lot of stuff I didn't mean to get. I only have a certain amount of money I have in mind to spend. Got my budget right there. I'm only going in to get some potato chips and some onions and some trash bags. And I get in there and there's a sale going on, so I buy some lettuce because it's good. But the lettuce, you can't eat that lettuce quick because it's going to wilt. And I've got some corn on the cob. They're about 10 for a dollar. I never saw that there at Walmart before. Wait a minute. I see some meat. It's on sale. Some shrimp is on sale. They usually be $5 for a package. Now they $3.50. I'm going to get that because that's on sale because I like shrimp and I like to put it in my soup when I'm making some gumbo. Oh, women, you go all the way down the aisle. We can go all the way. It's just the same thing if we're dating.
Yep.
Not knowing what we like, we end up getting a bit of everything. Even some people that we normally don't date, which might be something a little bit more of a smorgasbord type of thing that's going on. But I think you're going to develop what you like if you get something you don't want. And so you go to the store and you buy something you don't like. I wouldn't go buy any sauerkraut. I don't particularly like sauerkraut. I mean, I'll eat it if that's the only thing there. But I'm not going to go buy it. But something good that looks visually good to me and it looks tasty, I might pick it up. And so we got to be careful with our types that we think we like. We also got to be careful because there might be something that is not good for us, too, that we might get. And I'm talking about relationships. So I want to know your thoughts. Like I said, we're going to keep doing this. And we're introducing some different things every week in relationships. We're introducing everything as far as political views. And we want to give you a challenge. In 2013, we're going to ask everybody to get to know our motto or our mantra. And you know what that is, right, June? What we wrote the other day for right there when we did our video. So if you haven't seen our video, Go get our video, hook it up, and I want you to learn to say this statement. Jun, put it in front of you, too, because we're going to read it together. And we're going to do this every day, or every time we're on the show, for at least about a month. And what I want to come up with is we'll have different things. If you can repeat every bit of our statement that we're going to read at the beginning of each show, we might do it, it may not be at the beginning, it might be near the end or whatever. If you can repeat that back to us, you'll win something. And so I'm trying to pull it in front of me now. There it is. Okay, you ready, Juju?
No.
You ain't ready yet? It's on your page. It's on, go to your page. It's on your page. Tell me when you're ready, and we're going to read this. And I want
you to read it.
You can go to my Facebook page or James J. Facebook page. He just gave his Facebook page. Mine is facebook.com/TheRealMichaelAnthonyJohnson. The Real Michael with A-E-L, not E-A-L, Michael Anthony Johnson. Okay, and you got it?
I'm looking. Why you didn't message this to me?
What had happened was,
I got 3G. I ain't got the 4G hookup.
I'm so sorry. Do you want me to read it, then we'll read it back together when you find it?
Wait. Okay, but what I wanted to say was, because that way everybody don't think that I just came out of a whole bunch of bad relationship and things. Tonight's conversation was really nothing to do with women. It was to do with a bad shopping experience at Walmart. How do you mess around and you go put $200 worth of stuff in layaway, but yet they can't find it? They mess around, call you a jerk, call you a body part, which is on a man, and then mess around and tell you, well, you could just leave, but then don't want to mess around and give you all your money for that stuff, and then want to hit you with a trespassing charge. That's why I was like, shopping is like a relationship with a woman. You go and you fill your basket up. They put it on layaway. They tell you that they have it. You got it. You paid for it. You're supposed to pick it up. But then they don't have it, what you want. They change their mind all of a sudden, and you can be the one that gets the law called on you for being wrong in it all. Does that make any sense? It doesn't make any sense.
I just tried
to tie it into a relationship situation somehow because I was so mad.
No. The Juju relationship show? I ain't come expecting
it. We were talking about relationships, but I had to get that off my chest. And I was so mad at Walmart.
You get it
now, I'll tell you. Okay, and I'm ready. I was mad because I wasn't even about to come on the show tonight because I was trying to call them so I could go take all this stuff back to them. And I was like, why in the heck am I even investing $200 in these people? There's no way I should do that. Anyway.
Is it Walmart?
That disclaimer. Yeah, Walmart.
Well, Walmart, you need to treat them right. We have a national, international radio show that he's been treated bad in California. We want you to get somebody over to that location
over there in Torrance, California.
His name is Juju. You walk into Walmart over there, you vice president of Walmart, and you say, do Juju right. That's right. Okay, now we ready.
No, you don't got to, because all I needed to know was that from the beginning, so I wouldn't have spent my money there. You know, I'll work for that money. You know what I mean? And then
I go there and have to
get harassed, and then I got to mess around. You know? No. Seriously. No. The serious part, you want to know the serious part?
Okay, wait.
The serious part of it was I didn't even get to see my daughter be born last December the 16th because of the court. So this was going to be the first birthday that I was going to be able to see my daughter on her birthday and provide gifts for her and all of this stuff like that. I didn't get to do that last year. Now, whenever I go and I already prepay for all this stuff and you treat me like that, I have a little sense of a heightened sense of madness going on because this is my first birthday that I got to spend with my daughter with all this stuff going on. And
okay.
I got all this stuff, and now you misplace my stuff. You sit there, you call me, you know, all these names and all this stuff. That stuff ain't right. But I think I found it. Is it
okay.
Niacom Express? Is a fast pace?
Yes, it's Niacom Express. Yes. Okay, you ready?
Yep.
Niacom Express
is a fast
pace
in
your face.
Ball of fun. music
talk,
movie review, politics,
religion,
criticizing
and opening your
mind to new ideas,
dreams, and vision.
Sit back
and
get
ready for the ride of your life. For the ride of your life. Because we are about to invade your ear hole, baby. What?
And where is X-Ray and Zach Barnett?
I don't know. They are MIA, and I don't know where they are tonight. But you know what? We're still rocking on. Is that right?
Dynamic Express, baby.
Yeah. Here we go. Fear no evil. And anything you do, fear no evil. Here we go with Dead Speed.
Even though I know the enemy is out to get me, how do I know? He was out to get Jesus. What makes us better than the one who saved us? Was dead in our sins and he came and he raised us. Now a brother like Dej P got favor. The enemy goes behind our back and try to paint the God of love into a God of lack. So when your dough is low, you sell crack and smack. Pack a gap. Your neighbors, bourbons, and like if I wasn't hip to the game like Bo Jackson. I know I stray from the way of life that's everlasting. Imagine me in a position I never ever could fathom. I'll be ghost like Phantom, no more soldier anthem. And that'll be if I took on the evil forces. Without the Lord, but since I have him, you know my choices.
I will see no evil, no. I know that God will intercede. Psalms 23. I will fear no
position would I be? Walking by what I see, entertaining the things around me. Read Psalms 23 and 4. I know that God will intercede. What kind of Christian would I be? Walking by what I see, entertaining the things around me. Read Psalms 23 and 4.
About Face Music Group presents
J-Man's new album, For His Glory.
Available at iTunes, Holy Culture, and anywhere music is sold.
Available right now.
Featuring singles like iTunes, Holy Culture, and anywhere music is sold.
Available right now.
Featuring singles like I Am.
Purpose driven, your mind is heaven's intentions. Now you focus vivid and you see clearly just why you living.
What is your greatest decision? Is it For His Glory?
Available at jmayonline.com. JAYMAYonline.com.
Hey, yo!
And we're back live. That was Major One with Need Me to the Rock. And also before then was, what was that before you were playing? See, Micah, what was the name of the song?
As Long As You Love Me.
As Long As You Love Me by
Tim Sanderson.
Yes, yes, yes.
And I think you got the J May going on for the promo.
Right.
Shout out to J May.
J-May, we got you out there. We're taking care of you, bro. Hey, and also, don't forget about if you're up in Kansas City or going to Kansas City sometimes in the Christmas holiday, before the Christmas holidays, or you just want to order something there and you live out of state, they do that too. We're talking about Famous. That's F-A-M-M-O-U-S because it's some in that Famous.
Mm.
Famous Davis. Famous Davis. Put that on your lips. Hey, look at that. Put that on your lips. Put some Famous Davis on your lips, and I'm telling you, your Christmas will never be the same. You got that Cajun fried turkey. And I don't know if you've seen what they had lately. They had something up there that was just messing with my taste buds, man. And they got hot wings. They got just regular chicken wings or whatever you want to buy. Whatever you want to make your holiday special, baby, you got to take a look at and get your sights on their food, Famous Davis. F-A-M-M-O-U-S. Look at it on look it up on Facebook, Famous Davis, and then look at what they have. I'm telling you, if you want your taste buds to be out of sight, out of mind, check them out. Did I say out of mind? I mean, out of sight, and your taste buds to be out of this world. There we go. Sorry about that. A little bit tired. I just, you know, had a long day. How was your day today, nephew?
I was about to say, just again, just to let them know, most of that stuff was based on my shopping experience, and I was relating women
yeah.
to shopping.
Yeah.
Because you go
so
in there,
it's not
what
women
supposed to be on
sale. Yeah.
Oh, but don't get me wrong. I ain't apologizing. Because you are just like being at a shopping place. See, the workers always want to shop for themselves first whenever the sale comes through and put their stuff away. But then whenever somebody comes and they want to buy something and their stuff is missing and they already paid for it, they don't want to return what you have. See, sometimes a man wants to return his deposit for one reason or the other. And it's not fair for a woman or a shopping place to not grant that because they have the right to not grant that. That's not fair. In a man's life, we all work for all of our stuff, regardless, most of us, majority. And whenever we work for that, we want that. Why? Because we worked hard for that little birthday gift for our kids, or we worked hard for that little something that everybody else doesn't want to grant us, whether it be the woman, the store, whatever, you know. So I ain't saying I want to take it all back. Because I truly believe that sometimes, because a woman can be like a shopping market, but I don't want it to make you think that I was yelling and trying to bring you down. But we have to take it as men too when you do it. Whenever y'all get on the radio and y'all tell us how, oh, a man doesn't want to be there in the middle of the night whenever the babies wake up and a woman has much of a more bigger heart to take care of it because a man is just obsolete at the time, I don't feel sometimes that's true. That you sometimes speaking on that all the man type thing is wrong. When you talk about, oh, well, men out there are treating women and beating women, that's not all men. And most of the times, women choose that man. She went to the store and chose that man, you know. But what about when a man chooses that woman and he doesn't get what he chose? You know, a man doesn't always have the right to say, oh, I want that woman, you know, or, oh, you know, I want to be there holding my kid at night. 80% of the courts will tell you that, you know, 80% of the courts always give children to the woman, you know. Why? Because the woman is the soul or whatever. She carried the babies and all that stuff. You got to think about that sometimes. We come from, they say, two different sides, but it's not really true. We're all born on earth, you know. We are all here. And they say, oh, well, men and women are know what they're like. Yeah, right. We all come
okay.
from the womb. We was all born, and we was all treated whenever we was younger to be young, successful, entrepreneurial types, idealistic, you know, wanting to have the biggest dreams of our lives come to us. And not all of those happen for all of us. We can honestly say that in America.
Okay, let me play a song real quick and we'll be right back. Let the light shine with Jay May.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. Feeling it. Yeah.
I'm smiling all the time because I'ma let my light shine. I'ma let my light shine. I'ma let my light shine. Peace is in my mind because I'ma let my light shine. I'ma let my light shine. I'ma let my light shine.
Let the light shine.
We the light of the world. We air light the dark places like the sun with its world.
Let the light shine.
We the salt of the earth. We add flavor to our food, to our home, to our work.
Yes, sir, I add flavor to the mixture. Yeah. Got the video, so I don't need the picture. Man. I'm afloat in the will of Christ like elixir. High in the spirit, and I don't need a swisher. Yes, it is on like my light switch. At 12 in the morning, got saved in my light switch. No, I ain't perfect in this walk, yes, I might slip. But grace gets renewed every morning like a doozer. The mic is my toolkit, and I'ma put in work. Seeing lurking every corner, trying to get your homie merch. And patience come, I gotta flee off the dogs that want me hurt. Since we don't act the same, then they wanna call. God has a standard made, all we do is use his form. Following his footsteps like muddy boots on spotting scores. Though you tempted, want to quit, stay strong in your mind. Keep the faith in your walk and let your light shine.
I'm smiling all the time because I'ma let my light shine. I'ma let my light shine. I'ma let my light shine. Peace is in my mind because I'ma let my light shine. I'ma let my light shine. I'ma let my light shine.
Let the light shine.
We the light of the world. We air light the dark places like the sun with its world.
Let your light shine.
We the salt of the earth. We add flavor to our food, to our home, to our work.
Non-stop, you can see that I'm on the go. On a mission to proclaim the good news gospel. In the face of adversity, people hostile. We gotta keep it bold like the Acts of the Apostles. Christ first, no longer under the law. Under grace, through faith that was written by Paul. But inspired by God, that makes the real not a fraud. Holy Spirit pumping through us like the blood in our heart.
We ready.
Are you really up for the cause? What if you were beaten, burned, whipped, stripped to your jaw? Given the option to deny his name, would you move your jaw? Or would you stand by your convictions, be a martyr? God. In these last days, we gotta spread the light of the star. There's plenty room in heaven, so it's time to reserve your spot. The earth getting worse, so we increase the notch. There's hope, cause believers, we still on the block.
I'm smiling all the time because I'ma let my light shine. I'ma let my light shine. I'ma let my light shine. Peace is in my mind because I'ma let my light shine. I'ma let my light shine. I'ma let my light shine.
Let the light shine.
We the light of the world. We air light the dark places like the sun with its world.
Let the light shine.
We the salt of the earth. We add flavor to our food, to our home, to our work.
Let it bump. Yeah. Let it breathe. Yeah. Let your light shine. Uh-huh. Be seen.
Yeah.
You got flavor so salty.
Oh.
Let it show everywhere you be.
Uh-huh.
Let it bump.
Yeah.
Let it breathe.
Yeah.
Let your light shine.
Yeah.
Be seen.
Yeah.
You got flavor
yeah.
so salty.
Uh-huh.
Let it show yeah. everywhere
yeah.
you be.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm smiling all the time because I'ma let my light shine. I'ma let my light shine. I'ma let my light shine. Peace is in my mind because I'ma let my light shine. I'ma let my light shine. I'ma let my light shine.
Let the light shine.
We the light of the world. We air light the dark places like the sun with its world.
Let the light shine.
We the salt of the earth. We add flavor to our food, to our home,
let
to our work.
Let me encourage you. My brother, my sister, you are blessed and cannot be cursed. You will live and not die. You will lend and not borrow. You are a victor, not a victim. May God's favor cover you as if a shield. You are a new creation in Christ Jesus. Now live it out all for his glory. Glory, glory,
glory. And we are in the program for the Nakam Express, and we've expressed everything that we can express tonight. And so we just want to say thank you for joining us, and we want to let our light shine through everything that we discuss, everything that we touch on for your lives, because we want to make sure that when we bring something to the table, it's brought to the table with the most positive light that we can, or to inform you or enlighten you about some things that you may not be accustomed to, may not be up on as far as knowledge wise. So we want to bring the Nakam Express. We want to express ourselves. We want to make sure that we are enlightening you too. We want to let our light shine I know we go through a lot of different things in this world, whether it's relationships with different people, at work, at church, or whatnot. But we want to bring the best of NIACOM Express. That means you, me, and everybody else expressing what has helped us through or helped us change or help us get better. And that's what this program is all about. The NIACOM Express, yes, is indicative of a train, but we want to express newly inspirational artists, authors, or disc jockeys, or what we want to call us, or broadcasters. We want to communicate a message of hope, a message of faith, a message of truth, a message of victory, a message of Christ. And yes, sometimes we'll voice some things that we're going through. We'll voice some things that we are experiencing for the hope and for the best to come out of that situation into your lives. And we pray that what we've said today or any other day or any other show we've had has been a light shining upon your life. And we say good night to NIACOM. We say good night to have a wonderful sleep. And we'll see you again tomorrow. We're back again from 8 to 10, bringing you some music and also some inspirational vibe, as you call it. All right, good night, y'all.